课堂听 class.com。
风土人情篇。
Now listen to the passage.
Passage 1. Valentine's Day. February 14 is a special day for the young people in Britain and the United States. Valentine's Day, on which young people send their lovers or sweethearts Valentine cards.The first commercial Valentine greeting cards produced in the United States of America were created in 1840. Today, millions of such cards are sold annually. Although Valentine cards are now commercially produced with verses printed, many young people still like to add verses of their own, which sometimes cover the card completely. Many verses are very inventive and show different affections.Some are straight ones like, lips like wine, eyes divine, will you be my Valentine? Of course, the newspapers also make a lot of money out of such ads. The Post Office of the United States has been issuing stamps for Valentine's Day for years. A love stamp on the envelope that contains the Valentine card certainly adds much to the affection.
The second and third readings,You should begin writing now.
February 14 is a special day for the young people in Britain and the United States. February 14 is a special day for the young people in Britain.And the United States. Valentine's Day, on which young people send their lovers or sweethearts Valentine cards.Valentine's Day, on which young people send their lovers or sweethearts Valentine cards. The first commercial Valentine greeting cards.The first commercial Valentine greeting cards. Produced in the United States of America were created in 1840.Produced in the United States of America, were created in 1840. Today, millions of such cards are sold annually. Today, millions of such cards are sold annually. Although Valentine cards are now commercially produced with verses printed, although Valentine cards are now commercially produced with verses printed, many young people still like to add verses of their own. Many young people still like to add verses of their own. Which sometimes cover the card completely. Which sometimes cover the card completely. Many verses are very inventive and show different affections. Many verses are very inventive and show different affections. Some are straight ones like lips like wine, eyes divine. Some are straight ones like lips like wine, eyes divine. Will you be my Valentine? Will you be my Valentine? Of course, the newspapers also make a lot of money out of such ads. Of course, the newspapers also make a lot of money out of such ads. The Post Office of the United States has been issuing stamps. The post office of the United States has been issuing stamps. For Valentine's Day for years. For Valentine's Day for years. A love stamp on the envelope that contains the Valentine card. A love stamp on the envelope that contains the Valentine card. Certainly adds much to the affection. Certainly adds much to the affection.
The last reading.
February 14 is a special day for the young people in Britain and the United States. Valentine's Day, on which young people send their lovers or sweethearts Valentine cards. The first commercial Valentine greeting cards, produced in the United States of America, were created in 1840. Today, millions of such cards are sold annually. Although Valentine cards are now commercially produced with verses printed, many young people still like to add verses of their own, which sometimes cover the card completely. Many verses are very inventive and show different affections. Some are straight ones like, "Lips like wine, eyes divine, will you be my Valentine?" Of course, the newspapers also make a lot of money out of such ads. The Post Office of the United States has been issuing stamps for Valentine's Day for years. A love stamp on the envelope that contains the Valentine card certainly adds much to the affection.
This is the end of the dictation.
Passage 2. Thanksgiving Day. In 1620, the English people did not like their king, and they called him the Fool King of England. Many of them left England and went to live in other countries. A group of them sailed for America. When they arrived in America, autumn was already upon them. It was raining, and a cold wind was blowing. However, the settlers learned that the Indians living there were friendly. They taught the Englishmen how to make the best use of the forest, sea, and soil. With the Indians helping them, the settlers began to prosper. By November 1621, the settlers had been in the New World an entire year. They decided to set aside several days for recreation and giving thanks to God. With nearly 100 Indians for company, the settlers held the first Thanksgiving celebration in America. The Indians brought some wild turkeys as presents. Since that time, Thanksgiving Day has been a great holiday in the United States, and by tradition, Americans continue to have turkey for the Thanksgiving dinner.
The second and third readings You should begin writing now.
In 1620, the English people did not like their king. In 1620, the English people did not like their king. And they called him the Fool King of England. And they called him the Fool King of England. Many of them left England and went to live in other countries. Many of them left England and went to live in other countries. A group of them sailed for America. A group of them sailed for America. When they arrived in America, autumn was already upon them. When they arrived in America, autumn was already upon them. It was raining and a cold wind was blowing. It was raining and a cold wind was blowing. However, the settlers learned that the Indians living there were friendly. However, the settlers learned that the Indians living there were friendly. They taught the Englishmen how to make the best use of the forest, sea, and soil. They taught the Englishmen how to make the best use of the forest, sea, and soil. With the Indians helping them, the settlers began to prosper. With the Indians helping them, the settlers began to prosper. By November 1621, the settlers had been in the New World an entire year. By November 1621, the settlers had been in the New World an entire year. They decided to set aside several days for recreation, and giving thanks to God. And giving thanks to God. With nearly 100 Indians for company. With nearly 100 Indians for company. The settlers held the first Thanksgiving celebration in America. The settlers held the first Thanksgiving celebration in America. The Indians brought some wild turkeys as presents. The Indians brought some wild turkeys as presents. Since that time, Thanksgiving Day has been a great holiday in the United States. Since that time, Thanksgiving Day has been a great holiday in the United States. And by tradition, Americans continue to have turkey for the Thanksgiving dinner. And by tradition, Americans continue to have turkey for the Thanksgiving dinner.
The last reading.
In 1620, the English people did not like their king, and they called him the Fool King of England. Many of them left England and went to live in other countries. A group of them sailed for America. When they arrived in America, autumn was already upon them. It was raining and a cold wind was blowing. However, the settlers learned that the Indians living there were friendly. They taught the Englishmen how to make the best use of the forest, sea, and soil. With the Indians helping them, the settlers began to prosper. By November 1621, the settlers had been in the New World an entire year. They decided to set aside several days for recreation and giving thanks to God. With nearly 100 Indians for company, the settlers held the first Thanksgiving celebration in America. The Indians brought some wild turkeys as presents. Since that time, Thanksgiving Day has been a great holiday in the United States, and by tradition, Americans continue to have turkey for the Thanksgiving dinner.
This is the end of the dictation.
Passage 3. American Wedding. Weddings in the United States vary as much as the people do. There are church weddings with a great deal of fanfare. There are civil weddings with little ceremony. There are weddings on mountaintops with guests in barefoot. And there have been weddings on the ocean floor with oxygen tanks for the guests. But many weddings, no matter where or how they are performed, include certain traditional customs. For instance, the bride and groom often exchange rings. The rings are usually worn on the fourth finger of the left hand and are exchanged during the ceremony. Usually, after the ceremony, there is a party called reception, where the food is so plentiful that it almost takes the spotlight away from the couple. Whatever the variations, a wedding in the United States is usually a time of joyous, conspicuous consumption for the couples, as well as for the friends and relatives, lucky enough to have been invited.
The second and third readings you should begin writing now.
Weddings in the United States vary as much as the people do. Weddings in the United States vary as much as the people do. There are church weddings with a great deal of fanfare. There are church weddings with a great deal of fanfare. There are civil weddings with little ceremony. There are civil weddings with little ceremony. There are weddings on mountaintops with guests in barefoot. There are weddings on mountaintops with guests in barefoot. And there have been weddings on the ocean floor with oxygen tanks for the guests. And there have been weddings on the ocean floor with oxygen tanks for the guests. But many weddings, no matter where or how they are performed, but many weddings, no matter where or how they are performed, include certain traditional customs. Include certain traditional customs. For instance, the bride and groom often exchange rings. For instance, the bride and groom often exchange rings. The rings are usually worn on the fourth finger of the left hand. The rings are usually worn on the fourth finger of the left hand. And are exchanged during the ceremony. And are exchanged during the ceremony. Usually, after the ceremony, there is a party called reception. Usually, after the ceremony, there is a party called reception. Where the food is so plentiful. Where the food is so plentiful. That it almost takes the spotlight away from the couple. That it almost takes the spotlight away from the couple. Whatever the variations, whatever the variations, a wedding in the United States is usually a time of joyous. A wedding in the United States is usually a time of joyous. Conspicuous consumption for the couples as well as for the friends and relatives. Conspicuous consumption for the couples as well as for the friends and relatives. Lucky enough to have been invited. Lucky enough to have been invited.
The last reading.
Weddings in the United States vary as much as the people do. There are church weddings with a great deal of fanfare. There are civil weddings with little ceremony. There are weddings on mountaintops with guests in barefoot. And there have been weddings on the ocean floor with oxygen tanks for the guests. But many weddings, no matter where or how they are performed, include certain traditional customs. For instance, the bride and groom often exchange rings. The rings are usually worn on the fourth finger of the left hand and are exchanged during the ceremony. Usually, after the ceremony, there is a party called reception, where the food is so plentiful that it almost takes the spotlight away from the couple. Whatever the variations, a wedding in the United States is usually a time of joyous, conspicuous consumption for the couples, as well as for the friends and relatives, lucky enough to have been invited.
This is the end of the dictation.
Passage 4. How Americans Celebrate Christmas. Christmas is America's most popular holiday. Some people will attend church and observe Christmas as the birthday of Christ. For others, Christmas is just a day of fun and celebration, a time for family and friends to gather together, exchange gifts, and enjoy a huge holiday dinner. Christmas Day will end weeks of preparations. Since the last days of November, American homes and stores have been decorated with Christmas trees and bright lights. Schools and churches have been presenting special holiday concerts. People have been going to parties, finding gifts, and preparing special Christmas food. For a large number of Americans, Christmas is surrounded by more traditions than any other holiday. Yet, many of these traditions are not really very old ones in the United States. In fact, the nation's first settlers would have been very surprised to see how Americans celebrate Christmas today. Christmas is America's most popular holiday. Some people will attend church and observe Christmas as the birthday of Christ. For others, Christmas is just a day of fun and celebration. A time for family and friends to gather together, exchange gifts, and enjoy a huge holiday dinner. Christmas Day will end weeks of preparations. Since the last days of November, American homes and stores have been decorated with Christmas trees and bright lights. Schools and churches have been presenting special holiday concerts. People have been going to parties, finding gifts, and preparing special Christmas food. for a large number of Americans. Christmas is surrounded by more traditions than any other holiday. Yet, many of these traditions are not really very old ones in the United States. In fact, the nation's first settlers would have been very surprised to see how Americans celebrate Christmas today.
Passage 5. At the races and horse shows. The most popular sport of the English people is horse racing. Today, it has become more popular than ever because the Queen is a great racehorse owner and attends the races whenever possible. The most famous races are the Grand National and the Derby. Grand National is a jumping race and is the world's greatest test of both horses and riders. Amateurs, as well as professionals, compete. All the race lovers of the North try to get to it, and many come from the Midlands and South. The Derby is run each year on a racecourse not far from London. Watching people going to the Derby is possibly even more interesting than going to the racecourse itself. This course is an open stretch of land, and the week before the Derby is run, the gypsies start to move towards it. By the time the race day comes, almost all the gypsies in the country have met together, and there is a very large fair. The most popular sport of the English people is horse racing. Today, it has become more popular than ever. Because the Queen is a great racehorse owner. And attends the races whenever possible. The most famous races are the Grand National and the Derby. Grand National is a jumping race. And is the world's greatest test of both horses and riders. Amateurs, as well as professionals, compete. All the race lovers of the North try to get to it. And many come from the Midlands and South. The Derby is run each year on a racecourse not far from London. Watching people going to the Derby is possibly even more interesting than going to the racecourse itself. This course is an open stretch of land, and the week before the Derby is run, the gypsies start to move towards it. by the time the race day comes. Almost all the gypsies in the country have met together. And there is a very large fair.
Passage 6. Courtesy. In many countries, people will tell you what they think you want to hear, whether or not it is true. To them, this implies politeness. To Americans, it is considered misleading to distort facts on purpose. In the United States, truth has a higher priority than politeness. They are taught from babyhood that honesty is the best policy. Elsewhere, courtesy, honor, family loyalty, or many other values might come far ahead of honesty if one were listing priorities. If they say of a man, "You cannot trust him," this is one of the most damning statements that can be made about him. In some countries, if a traveler asks a man standing by the edge of the road, "How far is it to the next village?" the man will politely say, "Just down the road," because he thinks this is more encouraging, gentler. But the American drives on through the night, getting more and more angry, feeling tricked. He thinks the man deliberately lied to him, for obviously he must have known the distance quite well. In many countries, people will tell you what they think you want to hear. Whether or not it is true. To them, this implies politeness. To Americans, it is considered misleading to distort facts on purpose. In the United States, truth has a higher priority than politeness. They are taught from babyhood that honesty is the best policy. Elsewhere, courtesy, honor, family loyalty, or many other values might come far ahead of honesty if one were listing priorities. If they say of a man, "You cannot trust him," this is one of the most damning statements that can be made about him. In some countries, if a traveler asks a man standing by the edge of the road, "How far is it to the next village?" the man will politely say, "Just down the road." Because he thinks this is more encouraging, gentler. But the American drives on through the night, getting more and more angry, feeling tricked. He thinks the man deliberately lied to him. For obviously, he must have known the distance quite well.
Passage 7. Britain humour. Jokes that make one country laugh out loud are likely to leave another nation confused and silent. But humour can also be very revealing, if not always funny. After all, jokes are often just another way of expressing anxieties, fears, and even prejudices. In Britain, if you are successful or powerful, you will probably become the subject of a joke in a popular magazine. This magazine has been poking fun at the great and the good in British public life for the last 35 years, and its victims admit to reading it and laughing with it. One of the most enduring types of humour is satire. This is the art of making fun of people in positions of power, politicians, celebrities, and even royalty. Satire is usually done by people who understand what is going on, who have links to people who are doing things. That is the whole point of it. Jokes that make one country laugh out loud. Are likely to leave another nation confused and silent. But humour can also be very revealing. If not always funny. After all, jokes are often just another way of expressing anxieties, fears, and even prejudices. In Britain, if you are successful or powerful, you will probably become the subject of a joke in a popular magazine. This magazine has been poking fun at the great and the good. In British public life for the last 35 years. And its victims admit to reading it and laughing with it. One of the most enduring types of humour is satire. This is the art of making fun of people in positions of power, politicians, celebrities, and even royalty. Satire is usually done by people who understand what is going on. Who have links to people who are doing things. That is the whole point of it.
Passage 8. Passage 8. Sundays in New York. Sundays in New York can be very pleasant. That's not to say that Sundays in other American cities are not pleasant, but New Yorkers feel that their Sundays are special. Since Saturday nights are traditionally party nights, Sunday mornings are traditionally mornings of rest, which means having a long sleep. Another nice tradition is breakfast in bed. The Times and News are very fat newspapers on Sundays, so there is a lot to read while one drinks orange juice and coffee lying in bed. Sunday afternoons are a popular time for seeing a film, but movies are expensive in New York, so choosing takes time and care. No one wants to make an expensive mistake. If weather is good, you might glance through the section which lists outdoor activities. There will be food for sale made by local residents or restaurants, handicrafts for sale, music provided by a local band, and perhaps dancing. Sundays in New York can be very pleasant. That's not to say that Sundays in other American cities are not pleasant. But New Yorkers feel that their Sundays are special. Since Saturday nights are traditionally party nights, Sunday mornings are traditionally mornings of rest. Which means having a long sleep. Another nice tradition is breakfast in bed. The Times and News are very fat newspapers on Sundays, so there is a lot to read while one drinks orange juice and coffee lying in bed. Sunday afternoons are a popular time for seeing a film. But movies are expensive in New York, so choosing takes time and care. No one wants to make an expensive mistake. If weather is good, you might glance through the section which lists outdoor activities. There will be food for sale made by local residents or restaurants. Handicrafts for sale, music provided by a local band, and perhaps dancing.
Passage 9. World No Tobacco Day. People in all parts of the world are observing No Tobacco Day. It is the day when the World Health Organization appeals to people to stop using tobacco products. The WHO hopes if people stop smoking cigarettes or chewing tobacco for one day, they will stop permanently. The day includes special observances and award ceremonies in 166 countries. Health experts have warned for years that smoking can lead to heart disease, cancer, and other problems. The WHO says diseases linked to smoking kill at least 2.5 million people each year. No Tobacco Day is aimed at smokers and those who earn money from tobacco sales. So businesses are asked to stop selling tobacco products. In recent years, in industrial countries, the number of smokers has been falling about 1% a year. But in developing countries, the number has been rising 2% a year. People in all parts of the world are observing No Tobacco Day. It is the day when the World Health Organization appeals to people to stop using tobacco products. The WHO hopes if people stop smoking cigarettes or chewing tobacco for one day, they will stop permanently. The day includes special observances and award ceremonies in 166 countries. Health experts have warned for years that smoking can lead to heart disease, cancer, and other problems. The WHO says diseases linked to smoking kill at least 2.5 million people each year. No Tobacco Day is aimed at smokers and those who earn money from tobacco sales. So businesses are asked to stop selling tobacco products. In recent years, in industrial countries, the number of smokers has been falling about 1% a year. But in developing countries, the number has been rising 2% a year.
Passage 10. Embarrassed. We have an opinion that Americans are very casual. They don't mind wearing t-shirts in the office, and even strangers would give you the warmest smile at the first sight. However, Americans are sometimes blunt from embarrassment, too. They often find it awkward to respond gracefully if people compliment them or thank them at any length. They are likely to brush aside such courtesies and turn people off out of embarrassment. Not as experienced or posed as one would expect, they simply do not know what to say. Their intent is not to be rude. In fact, they really like your courtesy, but cannot express a graceful response. Except for Christmas time, there is not a great deal of gift-giving in the United States, so you will find Americans may be embarrassed as they accept gifts, especially if, being unprepared, they have nothing to give you in return. We are, on the whole, a warm but unpolished people. We have an opinion that Americans are very casual. They don't mind wearing t-shirts in the office. And even strangers would give you the warmest smile at the first sight. However, Americans are sometimes blunt from embarrassment, too. They often find it awkward to respond gracefully if people compliment them or thank them at any length. They are likely to brush aside such courtesies and turn people off out of embarrassment. Not as experienced or posed as one would expect, they simply do not know what to say. Their intent is not to be rude. In fact, they really like your courtesy, but cannot express a graceful response. Except for Christmas time, there is not a great deal of gift giving in the United States. So you will find Americans may be embarrassed as they accept gifts. Especially if, being unprepared, they have nothing to give you in return. We are, on the whole, a warm but unpolished people.
Passage 11. Fox hunting. Fox hunting has been a feature of British country life for centuries. But now, people living in cities think it is cruel. Although more than 80% of Britain's populations live in cities, the British have a very close bond with the countryside. Many citizens, getting out into green fields and hills, even just for a few hours, bring relief from the stress of urban life. Foxes and farmers have never got on well, because they have long accused foxes of killing farm animals. Farmers can also call on the services of their local hunt to control the fox population. The people who take part in hunting think of it as a sport. It is estimated that up to 100,000 people watch or take part in fox hunting. However, the anti-hunting group has reports by vets which highlight the pain an animal suffers during a hunt. Should it now be banned? Fox hunting has been a feature of British country life for centuries. But now, people living in cities think it is cruel. Although more than 80% of Britain's populations live in cities, The British have a very close bond with the countryside. Many citizens getting out into green fields and hills, even just for a few hours. Bring relief from the stress of urban life. Foxes and farmers have never got on well. Because they have long accused foxes of killing farm animals. Farmers can also call on the services of their local hunt to control the fox population. The people who take part in hunting think of it as a sport. It is estimated that up to 100,000 people watch or take part in fox hunting. However, the anti-hunting group has reports by vets which highlight the pain an animal suffers during a hunt. Should it now be banned?
Passage 12. Culture and Eating. All human beings have to eat. Food is necessary for life. We call it a natural need. Natural means something that comes from nature and does not have to be learned. However, different cultures even treat their natural needs differently. In some places, such as China, children learn to eat with chopsticks. In other places, people pick up food with the thumb and the third finger. Most of us eat sitting on chairs at tables, but many Americans now eat standing up at hamburger counters. In some parts of the world, such as Japan, most people sit on the floor to eat, rest on cushions, or squat on their heels. We are taught not to make noises when eating, but in some places, noises show appreciation for food, and quiet eating is considered rude. The things we call good manners are really the ways the people of our culture approve of doing things. All human beings have to eat. Food is necessary for life. We call it a natural need. Natural means something that comes from nature. And does not have to be learned. However, different cultures even treat their natural needs differently. In some places, such as China, children learn to eat with chopsticks. In other places, people pick up food with the thumb and the third finger. Most of us eat sitting on chairs at tables. But many Americans now eat standing up at hamburger counters. In some parts of the world, such as Japan, most people sit on the floor to eat. Rest on cushions or squat on their heels. We are taught not to make noises when eating. But in some places, noises show appreciation for food. And quiet eating is considered rude. The things we call good manners are really the ways the people of our culture approve of doing things.
Passage 13. Life in Ireland. Ireland is a small country, and none of its cities are very big, which helps to give them their friendly atmosphere. Even in the capital, Dublin, the local people are welcoming towards visitors, and it is easy to find your way around and see the sights. Ireland's cities are also the best places to experience the country's thriving music and entertainment scene. 20 years ago, Ireland's music was very traditional. But thanks to a younger generation who are more confident and independent, Ireland is now producing exciting rock and pop music as well as traditional folk. One of the best ways to see the city is by foot, and for fans of literature, there are special guided tours to places associated with famous writers. There is also a lot of its charm to its architecture. Many of the buildings in the city centre date back over 150 years. So the streets are lined with terraces of tall, elegant houses. Here, visitors can enjoy music, theatre, and architecture. Ireland is a small country, and none of its cities are very big. Which helps to give them their friendly atmosphere. Even in the capital, Dublin, the local people are welcoming towards visitors. And it is easy to find your way around and see the sights. Ireland's cities are also the best places to experience the country's thriving music and entertainment scene. Twenty years ago, Ireland's music was very traditional. But thanks to a younger generation who are more confident and independent, Ireland is now producing exciting rock and pop music as well as traditional folk. One of the best ways to see the city is by foot, and for fans of literature, there are special guided tours to places associated with famous writers. There is also a lot of its charm to its architecture. Many of the buildings in the city centre date back over 150 years. So the streets are lined with terraces of tall, elegant houses. Here visitors can enjoy music, theatre and architecture.
Passage 14. Chinese and Western Food. The differences between Chinese and Western food are just like the differences between a Chinese person and his Western counterpart. In eating Chinese food, you have almost no rules. Spoon for soup, chopsticks for all the rest, as simple as that. And you don't have to worry about making too much noise while supping your soup or noodles, or giving one or two burps after the food to show your satisfaction. But all these are considered appalling table manners when eating Western food. Even in drinking a cup of tea, you have to be careful. Do not make any noise, for making any kind of noise while eating or drinking is considered to be peasant habits in England. A few other differences in food cultures. Chinese people like sharing everything at their tables, whereas Englishmen serve everything onto the individual plate. Chinese never put various dishes into their bowl, while British people like piling up the food into their plates. Can you see the difference now? The differences between Chinese and Western food are just like the differences between a Chinese person and his Western counterpart. In eating Chinese food, you have almost no rules. Spoon for soup, chopsticks for all the rest, as simple as that. And you don't have to worry about making too much noise while supping your soup or noodles or giving one or two burps. After the food, to show your satisfaction. But all these are considered appalling table manners. When eating Western food, even in drinking a cup of tea, you have to be careful. Do not make any noise. For making any kind of noise while eating or drinking is considered to be peasant habits in England. A few other differences in food cultures. Chinese people like sharing everything at their tables. Whereas Englishmen serve everything onto the individual plate. Chinese never put various dishes into their bowl. While British people like piling up the food into their plates. Can you see the difference now?
Passage 15. Pet in America. I noticed that in all the homes I visited in the US, there were pets, either cats or dogs. They are truly loved and very well looked after by their owners. One of my friends lived alone in a comfortable house. She had a job, and so for 8 hours a day she was busy working in her office. Back at home in the evening, she was also busy looking after her 10 cats. They were given the freedom to go into and stay in any room of the house. When I visited her home, I had the impression that the cats were everywhere, and I couldn't find a place where I was not disturbed by them. But my friend was not annoyed. Instead, she would stroke those within her reach, or put one on her shoulder or in her arms. If she had to leave her home for 1 day or two, she would ask a friend to come to feed her cats, and give a key to him or her before she left. It is amazing that Americans must spend a very large sum of money on dogs and cats. But if you say, "I don't like dogs," they also might be surprised. I noticed that in all the homes I visited in the US, there were pets, either cats or dogs. They are truly loved and very well looked after by their owners. One of my friends lived alone in a comfortable house. She had a job, and so for 8 hours a day she was busy working in her office. back at home in the evening. She was also busy looking after her 10 cats. They were given the freedom to go into and stay in any room of the house. When I visited her home, I had the impression that the cats were everywhere. And I couldn't find a place where I was not disturbed by them. But my friend was not annoyed. Instead, she would stroke those within her reach. Or put one on her shoulder or in her arms. If she had to leave her home for one day or two, she would ask a friend to come to feed her cats. And give a key to him or her before she left. It is amazing that Americans must spend a very large sum of money on dogs and cats. But if you say, "I don't like dogs," they also might be surprised.